Fox News and the forecast coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System Studios, WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
Partly cloudy throughout the entire day, but then a couple showers possible. I'm thinking midday through early afternoon.
68 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios this Thursday morning at 5. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first. President Joe Biden sparked controversy on the season premiere of 60 Minutes when he said,
"The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over."
Dr. Bill Petrie, infectious disease expert at the University of Virginia Health System, says,
"I wish the president was correct that the pandemic is over, that things are improving, but I don't think we should be satisfied."
"I have cried over this situation more times than I can count."
Don Shelley is the longest serving current member and former chair of the Spotsylvania County, Virginia School Board. The four-member majority gained control at the beginning of the year and promptly fired the superintendent. And now they've offered the job to Greene County Administrator Mark Taylor, who has close ties to the board chairman and no experience in education. Monday, a board spokesman confirmed Taylor signed a contract offer for $245,000 a year, $30,000 more than his predecessor was paid.
"He's not qualified per our own criteria."
Taylor and the board chairman have not responded for requests to comment. Shelley plans to contest the validity of Taylor's contract.
I do it for our kids.
Law enforcement officials throughout Virginia are increasing their presence at schools after swatting calls to many area schools, including Buford Middle School and Charlottesville High School, during the past week.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studio, 68 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of NASCAR racing Sunday at 2:30 from Texas. Brought to you by Charlie Obaugh RV and University Tire on WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast for your first day of fall and your Thursday. We're talking partly cloudy throughout the entire day, but then a couple showers possible. I'm thinking midday through early afternoon. This is as a cold front comes through. We have big weather changes making our way into the lower to mid 80s today, but all that changes tomorrow as we struggle to make it out of the 60s.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.